You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Auckland Council's cultural and economic agency, Tātaki Auckland Unlimited, has spent $737,000 to boost positivity about the city through their Happy Guide campaign. The Happy Guide campaign aimed to promote the city as a place to spend leisure time and money. Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown has repeatedly criticised the campaign, calling it a waste of ratepayers' money. Additionally, last week Auckland Council voted to move all speed racing to Onehunga, meaning nearly 100 years of speedway racing at Western Springs is coming to an end. This comes after a derailed council meeting, claims of misrepresentation, and a split council vote on the decision. For City Counselling this week, I spoke to Councillor Julie Ferry about both of these topics. Just firstly, for those who don't know, what is Tātaki Auckland Unlimited's Happy Guide campaign?
So it's very much aimed at sort of getting other people to feel positively towards Auckland. It's an issue that we all know that we have around the country, you know, the old Jaffa thing. I know it's BFM, I can probably say that word, but generally people know what that stands for. And it's about making the city more appealing, getting people to think about actually Auckland as a destination that they could visit, enjoy and travel to. So that's the point of it. It's based on the idea that Finland is, I think, the happiest country in the world. And so we have our Finn, Eric, who visits a number of cool things around the city and sort of talks about, you know, how fun and happy you can be in Auckland.
Do you think that the campaign has been effective in achieving its goal and making the city seem more appealing? Did it turn sentiment towards Auckland around?
Well, there's no one thing that is ever going to do that, but the response from people was about 48% of those who saw the campaign did feel more positively towards Auckland, which I understand is actually a pretty good result for these kinds of things. And they also had about 60% of people who saw it say, actually, I would now consider spending money in Auckland, taking a trip to Auckland, that kind of thing. So I think I'm not an expert in marketing, but those seem like pretty good numbers to me when it's a very, you know, crowded market around these kinds of advertising campaigns. I was just at the bus stop this morning and there was a big ad for going to South Australia, for example. So there's a lot of competition in that market.
$300,000 of this campaign was funded by Auckland Council's City Centre Targeted Rate, a special rate paid by commercial and residential property owners within the city centre, and the remainder was funded from Tātaki's operating budgets. Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown has criticised the campaign, saying that it was a waste of money. Do you think it was a waste of money, like Brown has said?
No, I don't. And I think it's an easy hit, to be honest. We need to do destination marketing. We have a problem where a lot of overseas visitors come to New Zealand through Auckland, but they don't stay in Auckland. And also a lot of New Zealanders go to other parts of New Zealand, don't necessarily see Auckland as a holiday destination or somewhere to go to have fun, spend money, that kind of stuff. And we do need to turn that around. We need to, you know, at the moment we have a lot of people will stay one night in Auckland and then go to Rotorua or Queenstown or wherever, often to Matamata for Lord of the Rings. And what we need to do is actually turn that into two, three, even longer stays. So that actually we're not just a throughput sort of city, we're actually a city where people come and have fun and add to the vibrancy of Auckland as well as spending money here. So I actually felt quite comfortable with it. I remember when we first got shown the ad and I was like, it's probably not for me, but also I'm already here, so I'm not the target market. And I think often with these kinds of things as elected members, we forget that we're not the target market. And if the stats are showing that actually it is working with the target market, then I'm satisfied with that, and that's what we've been shown.
Moving on to our second topic today, Auckland Council voted late last month to move all speed racing to Onehunga, meaning nearly 100 years of speedway racing at Western Springs is coming to an end. The process to get there was met with some difficulties with a derailed council meeting, claims of misrepresentation and a split council vote. What was the reasoning for this decision?
So I think one of the things that's really important to understand at the start is that actually there was no guarantee that Speedway would be able to continue at Western Springs past the end of the current season, which is March next year. So in order to run Speedway, because it's actually a really dangerous sport, I'm not saying that in a negative sense, part of the fun is the danger, right? It needs to be managed very carefully, and you need a registered promoter who is prepared to put on the races. And we did not have anyone from the Speedway community who was prepared to run them from the end of the current season at Western Springs, whereas we did have someone who was prepared to run them if it was moved to Waikaraka Park and we invested the money necessary to bring Waikaraka Park up to standard for those classes, because there's lots of different classes that race. The other thing is that we did have a very last-minute offer that came through, I think, literally the day of or the day before the final meeting, the final vote last week, but that really was just like a couple of lines in an email. We had no further detail to go on. We had no sense of who the partners were, how the funding would work, any of that kind of stuff. And that didn't come in when we actually ran an expression of interest process and said to the Speedway community, hey, does someone want to pick this up? So actually, yes, it's the end of Speedway at Western Springs, but actually this could have been the end of Speedway full stop. And now Speedway has a new chapter at Waikaraka Park, and that's why I supported it. There's a lot of restrictions on the Western Springs site because of its proximity to housing. They were only allowed to do 12 races a year, things like that, which made it difficult for it to be financially viable. And one of the other things, which I'd actually forgotten about until I was talking to my mum about it a couple of days ago, she and my dad used to go to Speedway in between when the restrictions came in about 2005, I think it was, and when my dad died in 2008. They were regular attenders before the restrictions came in and for a while after. And one of the restrictions that came in was actually when it got too noisy, they had to slow all the cars down. And my parents were amongst many people who just stopped going because it was so frustrating that they'd be racing around and then it would get too noisy, right? All the cars have to slow down now. And that would happen on a frequent basis during the events. So it's not, whereas at Waikaraka Park, they won't have those kinds of restrictions. They'll be able to hold more meets. They'll be able to be noisier because it's an industrial area. They're going to get upgraded facilities. A lot of the Speedway community do support it. Some don't. We have to make these hard regional decisions sometimes.
That was Councillor Julie Ferry speaking to me about Tātaki Auckland Unlimited's Happy Guide campaign and moving the Western Springs Speedway.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
We'll be right back after this short break. Text in your thoughts on 5395. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.